Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Couple Haters. This time, not with Shake and Joey. I am with two of my closest friends, fraternity brothers, Jeff and Kevon. What's up, y'all?
Yo.
Yo, fuck is up, man?
What's going on?
I'm not going to get raptured.
So today, we just going to be discussing Scorpion, Drake's album.
Dude, that shit was trash.
I mean, I was gonna ask you first anyway, Jeff. How did you think the album was?
No, I don't think it was trash. I think for the most part, it was a solid album. So I told a lot of people, like, bro, he had to do two albums to get out his deal with Cash Money. So a lot of people didn't know that, but of course, if you want to have an album with. It's almost like it's pretty much one album, just like with 25 songs. So of course it's gonna be kind of bloated, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Album so far it's good, but I mean, like, I feel like it might grow on you a little bit. I like the Side A. Side A was dope. So like
Side A has the hit. First of all, Mob Ties is definitely gonna be a club banger. Like, that's the one song on the album that I can see going, like, crazy in the club and shit like that.
Yeah. Like, Mob, that's not the one where he was, like, the birthday shit, right?
No, that's Emotionless.
That's not Emotionless. Emotionless is on Side A.
You talking about the birthday theme song or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's Side B.
When they like, it's your birthday. Shit is wild.
Ratchet happy, bro.
Nigga was like, birthday.
No, but I really do feel like Side B, it'll have to grow on people. Because sometimes albums age well, and then sometimes they don't. So we just going to have to see.
Man, I feel like Drake gave us all the good songs beforehand, and then he just gave us a bunch of trash. Like, bro, what's the name of that song that made me hemorrhage? Like,
what was it?
It's the one, but it just sounds like a pop song.
It's like a pop song. It's like
the summer. It's the summer
Teenage
shit.
Fever,
no,
summer
it's the summer.
Summer going
summer,
crazy. Or something. I forgot.
Whatever the summer track is that. And you know, game, the funny is. Shit about summer, that track. Yeah.
That was the first one that I heard on Side B that made me go.
Yo, the funny shit about that is, every girl I talked to today, it was like, yo, I like that song. Of course, like, you like that song. Shit is trash. Like, yo, I cannot believe Drake did a song like that, bro.
It sounds so pop. Like,
bro, Drake deadass got on a Taylor Swift beat and just was, like, pandering, bro. Like, I can't stand that shit, bro. Like, I can't believe he gave us a song like that.
Like, and it definitely, it sped up, too. Like, it started all mad.
You know what it is? It's not, it's about placement of songs, too, I think. But the tempo was off, kind of, because one song is, like, real upbeat, and then the next song is like, yo, is this Marvin Room's Part 2? Like,
it just throws
you, and sometimes, like, all songs, you just can't just throw songs together. Like, it has to mesh well.
Yeah, I always like it when albums telling a story. Like, this album is not telling a story, unless Drake is on mad drugs, because you can't be mad happy and then, I never met my son, and then, like, just talking about his mom and shit, and then being throwing subs at Pusha, like, bro, like, how many, like, different avenues was this album trying to go?
Yeah, I definitely know it was on Side A.
It was 8 out of 10.
Yeah, 8 out of 10. Yeah,
but that beat was.
Yeah, the song went hard. Like for Drake, that was a good diss because Drake's a bitch. Like if Drake was like some regular nigga, like he couldn't have got away with that.
Yeah, Drake.
Nigga said, "Your wife."
The fan, like. The core fan of like rap to me, like that I am, bro. I wanted a response. I can't sit here and lie and say like I didn't want a response. Like I was waiting like everyone else for a response, but I don't know. I can't even say that he was like, I guess, justified in not responding. Because even if the response that he made was that crazy, he could have just toned it down and still killed him. Like,
well, I mean,
if that was the case, like, it was like, yo.
So this is what I saw earlier today. It was like, so Jay Prince was like, oh, the reason why he really put it out is because it was going to like, it was like a career ender for Kanye.
Yeah.
So like he was saying that like, yo, he talked about Kanye for real. Mm-hmm. It was like, yo, like that would have been the career ender for Kanye. And then like he said that Kanye called him. Kanye called Jay Prince like, yo, nah, like, yo, chill, like we all family and shit like that, or some kind of peaceful shit or whatever, like to tell him.
I think the interview I saw. He said that first part about telling Drake to chill and fall back, how I'll be back right. for Kanye and for Drake's career too, and Pusha. But I didn't see the part where Kanye. I did see Kanye tweet like, "Yo, fuck all the beef" or something like that. Like, yo, I got love for everybody.
Right, but nah, he said Jay Prince said that Kanye had called him
uh-huh.
and was like, "Yo, no, like, don't do that type bitch. Shit." Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, wow.
That's
crazy. I'm like, all right.
He must have had some dirt.
Like, some crazy dirt about the family, though. Like,
yeah, it might have probably got crazy.
About the family, probably. Like, yo, some crazy shit, like,
well, happened. Somebody told me that it had something to do with Drake fucking Kim K.
Bro, Drake, but you know how many kills Drake probably has, bro? Like, he might have killed.
Yo. All honesty.
But when, though, when you think about
yeah,
it.
That's like, the thing. Yeah, when. If it, nigga, if it was during, Kanye just gonna have to do that fucking scene when Tony was about to call Captain America, my nigga. Kanye gonna have to call Cole like Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Nigga, fuck my wife.
Hold on.
The nigga fuck my wife. But then, like, nah, that's when Jay-Z gotta come back, like, and kill Drake. Like, I said to somebody before, whoever finally comes and kills Drake, the record just has to be called Jimmy, bro.
Yo, on the low, you know what I feel? You know what I feel? Drake is kind of soft too. I feel like whenever Hov is on the track with him, he's like a little passive aggressive. Like, bro, how you going crazy? And then when the track with Jay come, it's like, you know, you're not giving us retarded bars. Like, how you go crazy on? That's when you're supposed to go nuts. Like, it's Jay that you're on the track.
Yo, and I felt like that whole shit with Jay being on here was just Jay just being disrespectful. You know why I say that?
I felt because like that too, though.
His rhymes is mad lazy. Like,
yeah.
They were smooth, but they was lazy. Smooth. Like, they was like, oh, I'm just here to fucking do this.
Bro, he had stronger lines on the joint album with Beyonce.
Bro,
like,
oh, man.
Like, I'm like, what?
I feel like Hov is just testing everybody right now,
but
bro.
But I feel like if you hear his, like, recent features, that's why I thought the Jay-Z and Beyonce album might have been whack, because it's like, yo, when he's on other people's songs, it's like he just throws whatever together. Like,
yeah, it do be a little weak, though.
Niggas, Drake probably like, yo, Ho, can you please do this for me? And nigga was like, how many lines you need? 5? All right, write some bullshit.
You know how that was rushed? You're right.
The Zimmerman shit. Yeah,
Zimmerman shit was in there.
When he's talking about X's death.
So I was like, bro, you had to do that last week. Right?
So when he heard Jay talking about him in that Boss's shit, Drake must have just called him like, first of all, nah, I'm not even calling him Drake no more after this album. Aubrey probably calling nigga like, yo, Hov, like. Hov tried to end him subliminally, like, in that shit, bro. You know what line I'm talking about, K2? When he's talking about niggas not wanting to work with him because they want to act like they're on his level.
Yeah. It's like, oh, niggas. They was like, oh, niggas don't want to work for me. Want to work for him.
Or work for the man or something.
Right. Yeah. Or work for the man. Yeah, that's what it was. Like, I guess his point is like, yo, why ain't you? I mean, he's talking to whoever, like, yo, why ain't you rock with me? You decided you wanted to stay with whoever
Facts. Why didn't come get this, like, money, like, our money? Like, not the fucking... Oh, I guess we still call him the man in 2018, but not the man. Like, you running with Hov. Like, how could he steer you wrong? He's not going to force you to make a 7-song album. Like,
nah. Yo, that is crazy. Like, but the funny thing about that is that Tiana was, like, so tight that this nigga, like, cut.
What was she mad about? I heard she was mad.
They said that she was mad because, like, basically, I guess Kanye cut the songs that she wanted. Uh-huh. And, like, she didn't even know, like, when the album was even coming out. Like, her friends had to call her and be like, yo, your album is out. Like, yo, it's tight. Like, or whatever. You know, this shit is dope or whatever.
Wait, so he just dropped
that. It seemed like he just, like, fucking said, like, yo, cut. Like, yo, like, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. So she didn't really know what was on her album. And she basically asked, like, yo, did the samples clear? She was like, did the samples clear already? Like, yo, it cleared in, like overnight or some shit like that, whatever, right? So, like, did the sample clear already? And then when she heard it, she was like, oh, damn. Like, yo, some of the shit wasn't even on there.
You know what's bad? I heard Tiana had an album, but I feel like she didn't, I don't know how, I feel like she didn't get that far along her career, her musical career yet.
To have an album with good music?
Yeah, well, no, not to, for me not to hear about it, because I knew, like, Tiana had an album, but I didn't really see anything else on any other platforms or anything like, yo, Tiana got it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So, check this out. Nigga, I wouldn't even known that Tiana had an album coming out. I wouldn't have known nothing about her. She's lucky she was with good music, and I was just happening to be listening to Kanye at the moment. So...
It's like, I'm supposed to hear about your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't good advertising for her because she's who she is. But I will say that I listened to the album and it wasn't bad. Like, I wasn't listening to it again, but it wasn't a bad album. Like, I went right through it. None of the songs are like, oh, this is mad whack. Yeah, it was chill. But imagine just being her. And you give Kanye, like, 18 songs, and he scrapped, like, 11. And something that you thought was fire.
Word.
This is doodle.
And he didn't even tell you he's scrapping them. He's just like, yeah.
He just treated them like they were doodles.
Shout out to Yeezy, man.
Yeezus.
I think they did the same. Nas was probably feeling the same way, too. Like, I wouldn't doubt it. Like,
yeah, nah, shit was, oh, man. It's like when you got a good meal in front of you and, like, you only finish half the plate, like, and something happens, like, the plate drops and you can't eat the whole food. That's like, yo, like, I'm not fulfilled on this.
I can agree with that. But I also think that Ye probably pitched that to Nas beforehand because... Nas the type of nigga, you just delete his songs, he gonna slap the shit out of you. And I'm pretty sure that's not what Yeezy wanted. So he probably picked the 7 that he thought would be most impactful right now. A lot of niggas was like, oh, Nas is not my type of rap. I'm like, bro, he's transcended. Like, he's not still just like Cop Shot the Kid. Like, that was on there, but it was other shit too. Like, I don't know what people be thinking just because, I don't know. I guess Nas just has a bad, like, with these new people, like the new rap listeners.
Yeah, they know. But you got, to me, all right, so to me, I listened to Illmatic around the time, like, I was, like, 15. Like, I got into Illmatic. So, I heard Illmatic, and then from there, I already had heard Stillmatic. Like, you know, when I was around 13, a lot of time you start getting into music when you like 9. I remember 9, 10, starting to want to remember lyrics and shit like that. But I listened to Illmatic. I listened to Stillmatic first, but I really got into Illmatic when I was 15.
Right.
So it was like I was exposed to a whole different type of Nas, I feel like, too. Like, I missed what was after it was written? Nostradamus. Wow. I missed that whole...
I think it was I Am, wasn't it?
Nostradamus was trash.
No, wait, was it?
It was I Am and then Nostradamus.
Yeah. He could have kept those. Like, to me, like, of course they had like Uchiwali probably and something else maybe on there. But it was just like, yo, to me, Illmatic, it was written, Stillmatic, and I think one of the Lost Tapes. I kind of like.
I know you like Lost Tapes.
And what's the one that came out like 3-4 years ago?
Life is Good.
Life is Good. Yeah, but like a few of those Nas can keep, man. And it's like I feel like sometimes Nas is not consistent with his flow, and sometimes his shit just sounds trash. Like, Nas' lyrical content is always, the content is always there, but
that's true.
His flow is just like, oh, you throwing me, like,
yeah.
It's like you throwing me off right now, bro.
A lot of people just think he's boring, too, but I didn't get that from this album. Like, I feel like he really thought about the songs he was going to put out, and I'm gonna say they're safe songs. Like, he didn't like try to explore nothing too new. Mm-hmm. I bet you he'd been working on shit like that, but he just ain't want to like ruin what that album could be since it was gonna be so short.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, shit was dope. You know who else little niggas don't fuck with?
Ooh.
Fab. They think he's an old man.
Yeah, Fab. But nah, Fab. Like Fab, like the Soul Tapes to me was Fab's best work. Bro, like Fab albums was
fact.
Like,
bro, that's Vontae fact, bro. One Day to Me.
That's a fact.
Like
Vontae,
you know,
is his nephew, by the way. People.
You know that, like, you know Fab be on High 97 and shit, like remixing people's shit.
Yeah.
Vontae is like, yo, all Fab do is copy people's songs.
Nah, that's what he thought. Yeah, like,
and that's all he knew. Like, that's all he knew of Fab. Like. I'm trying to tell him, like, no, like, Fab's a king out here. And he's like, what?
Yo, it's getting so crazy because it's like new artists keep coming and it's like you listen to the old shit and you just still trying to keep up with the new shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, we got access to way too much music, bro. Like,
too much.
It could be some really nice dudes out there that we never heard because we just ain't get to it yet.
Bro, back in the early, like the 2000s and the late 90s, like, bro, you had to sit on the album for a while. Like, mixtapes wasn't going crazy yet. Nah. In the early 2000s, they started, you know.
The mixtapes had the same songs, all the singles.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Mixtapes was going hard back then, bro.
Yeah, but
you got to
think
about, you was going to Ock and getting that $3.
Definitely.
$3 CD. But that was your 15 songs for the month. Like,
exactly. Facts. You would play those over and over and over.
Yeah, like, that
was just like any. I can think of two lines in the song and look and search for it, then find the song.
But
they have Shazam with an app that you can use.
But
to,
but peep though, we just got 5 different albums in a span of like, I don't even know.
We
bring
big
months.
Artists,
like,
big artists,
big artists.
Except for Tiana, sorry,
hip hop, sorry, in the hip hop world.
Yo, bro, when the last time you got Nas, Hov, B, Drake, all in Kanye in the same month?
Bro, that's crazy. That's a crazy rollout.
Bro, like, Yeezy, Hov, and Nas? And Drake?
Yo,
and Beyonce?
That's crazy, yeah. You see, music is really like a crack hot now, bro, like, you get that shit, you get high as fuck, and then you that, like, yo, Drake shit came out, I probably won't listen to Kanye shit for mad long now. And if someone else came out with some shit, Drake shit, definitely side B is completely over for side B now.
Word.
I'm picking exactly the songs I want to fuck with, and I'm listening to that other person's album.
Not for nothing, Drake, you could have kept this one.
At least side B.
With side B.
He could have kept a quarter of this album.
The funny shit is, I'm upset.
Maybe
when it came out, I was like, yo, that song's whack. It's trash. Now that I saw the video and I had all the feels from Degrassi and shit, that's one of my favorite Drake songs.
Oh, I'm upset.
Yeah.
Oh, you used to watch Degrassi?
Yeah. Whatever it takes, bro.
Telling me, bro.
I know I can make it through.
Yeah, people were telling me that Degrassi was good. Like everybody, bro, Degrassi that used to was. Watch it,
What did you used to watch like back then?
Dawson's Creek.
Nigga, I was because all I ain't have no cable like everybody else. All I had was the CW at night, my nigga.
Real struggle.
All I had is the CW.
Fox 5, CW.
Fact. It was nothing ever on Fox 5.
I remember my mother cut back on the cable because it was like, but we ain't never just not have that
my
shit.
My nigga,
like,
I didn't. Like, I kid you not, I didn't have cable until. I didn't have cable until I was about to leave for college, bro.
Hold to the intent and shit.
I did not have cable that whole time, bro. Maybe like a month, somebody would try and like, no, I can't pay for this.
I used to watch a lot and just to think. Bro, I don't even watch. I usually end up watching ESPN or like NBA TV or something.
Bro, here, yo, all I watch is like three channels. Like, if you could get a cable subscription that just had the specific channels that you want, they could watch like six channels.
Yeah. But they probably, nah.
They lose mad, bro.
They lose mad money. You got to get like at least
20
channels.
But the Hulu TV shit is not that bad.
Hulu TV is not that bad. I tried it for like 4 months. I liked it, but it was just too expensive. Especially like in the off season, there's nothing to watch. Like yeah. I was vibing with it because it was mad shows on that I watch. But then once everything had their season finale, I'm like, yo, what am I doing with this? But it's good for something that if you want to have it like seasonal or some shit.
Yeah, because I guess like every summer, like all the fall shows is gone.
So. Yep. That's how it would go. But other than that, Drake shit was it wasn't alright. I can't say that shit was alright. Like I only like the songs that came before, except for 8 out of 10. That's one new song I like. Emotionless is alright. Niggas is overrating it, but
my title is in the song with Jay-Z.
You think they overrated
and Sandra Emotionless Rose too?
Yeah.
Everybody's story is emotionless right now. And it's not even...
You know what it is? It's the second verse. When he's talking about chicks going with chick went to Rome and took...
Yeah, for those two lines.
And he mentioned his son in the emotionless
as well. Yeah, so it's a story, I guess. Whatever.
I guess.
What was that shit called?
I get it, because it has to appeal to, like... It has to appeal to people, especially, and you know, the target audience is like women anyway, like for the most part. Like, we're not going to even front, like.
Yeah. That's why
a lot of the time, bro, whatever songs, women are listening to, guys usually end up listening to that shit.
That's facts, because like, we're around them, and that's just whatever makes them happy, keep it on, let it play.
Exactly.
But, Drake's a bitch because that birthday song, bro. They're gonna be playing that every club when somebody there for bottle service
at the baby shower.
Oh my god!
Everywhere.
Oh, the birthday. It's a
fucking yeah, like that's him. That's him pandering to the girls, bro. Like that was annoying.
My thing is with Drake is I'm trying to think of like what was the song he had with Janae Aiko.
On July.
No, from...
From his...
Nothing Was the Same. From Time, right?
From Time, yeah.
Yeah, from Time.
That's a fight.
I need those. Like, that's a fight. Long, drawn-out, semi-melodic, like, songs that he had on side B was just... Bro, it was like, what are you...
Yeah, bro.
Like, what you going... Like, oh, you really going through something, huh?
He could throw that whole side B out, man. All honesty, he could throw it out. Like, what I need from Drake is We're Never Gonna Get Again. Like, I need some Marvin's Room type vibe.
Yep. Marvin's Room, Marvin's Room didn't do it for me like that.
What? It should have. You was going through some dangerous shit. You was going through some dangerous shit at that time.
Yo, exactly, nigga.
I feel like I'm going through dangerous shit with women all the time. I'm not
gonna that shit was perfect for me. That was when I got rid of that long relationship. I was like, nigga, I was quoting some shit from that album.
Yeah.
Like in text messages and shit.
Yo, I know if she look at that shit. Like,
nigga said, the tight. White boy said, you crazy. I hope no one heard that. Wait, what he said? Nah. What he said, the white boy said, nigga, you crazy? Or some shit like that. I know niggas was like, oh, wait, hold on. Yesterday. Oh, yeah, Marvin's Room was smooth, but it was just
not just Marvin's Room. What else was on that album?
What's the that I mean, was Crew Take Love, Care, right?
Yeah,
Crew Love, Take Care,
The Ride,
Take Care,
Hell You're Fucking Right.
Yeah, bro, I was just calling mad different shit, sending that shit.
I know. I feel like Take Care and exposed people to a side of Drake that I already knew about because I was on like So Far Gone and what's the other shit? Comeback Season.
Yeah.
So I already knew about that. Cause Thank Me Later was not. I wanted more from Drake from Thank Me Later, but then
everybody did.
For me, nothing was the same. And if you're reading this, now it's too late. To me, both of those are just ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
And then Views came out. Views was kind of. When it came out to me, it was kind of mediocre.
I feel you.
We was getting the same vibe, some of the same vibe from Views that we're getting from this album. It's just more, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Without the Caribbean sound going on.
Oh, yeah. With the dancehall joint. Yeah. Oh, man.
Drake,
it's just expanded now because it's more songs.
Yeah. I don't know. I get this shit like a... I give it a... Yo, first of all, March 14th, Drake, go see your fucking child. Nigga said I seen my kid once. Once?
I think he was born in October or September.
All right, that's wild.
He was born in October.
It's about to be October again.
And that was what, December? He said by the time that was December.
Bruh.
He only had saw him one time.
That nigga need to go see his kid, man. Go see your child, Drake. Can't be doing that to children.
All right, you better fly Sophie out wherever you at.
Damn! Shout out to her government.
He can't be in.
I mean, that's an Instagram.
He can't be in last place like Sandy.
Huh?
I said his son can't be in last place like Sandy.
Damn, Adonis. What's his name? Adonis?
Adonis. Yeah. Nigga pushes at your mom in last place.
Bro, that was crazy. That's why I felt like, no, you know why? This is why the real true rap fan of me needed. Pusha got disrespectful. Like, Drake, it's when they get personal disrespectful. That's when you like, yo, chill. Nah, bro. You supposed to go out on full force, bro.
Yo, nigga said your mom in last place and you ain't even put the song out.
That's crazy. Bro. That was wild, son.
First of all, yo, what do you say to that? How do you
respond? He better have had some shit, bro. That's all I'm saying.
He had to say your child or something in last place. And he had to have a video with Pusha wife buying her a Gucci bag.
That would have been too... Nah. He ain't had no shit like that for him, son. Jake wasn't responding with that. I know he wasn't.
I don't think Drake had no heat to bring, like, to that. Like, I just think he was angry. More angry than anything.
I ain't... What's the name? They said that he was gonna kill Kanye's career. They said nothing about Pusha T's career.
But something happened between Drake and Kanye. I don't know what it is, but something's not right. Because Drake was in Wyoming, but he is on Kanye's album.
He got credited. Like,
bro, that's the thing I don't like about Drake though. Because like Drake be talking all this bullshit, but then he cowers when he's around Ye. And Jay, like, your Mount Rushmore is you with four different expressions? Like, no, it's not. Nah, nigga. No, it's not.
That was a bar.
That was definitely a bar, but like, nah, bro.
four different expressions.
Yo, just imagine that shit, bro. Like, yo, picture that shit in your head. That's crazy.
I mean, last thing before we close this out, since Drake wanted to say that, what's your Mount Rushmore?
Damn. Jay-Z.
Yep.
Biggie.
All right.
Oh, man, this is tough. Because I never really was asked this before. Like, four. I usually get five. Yeah. But four is harder. That's Jay, Big. I feel like I gotta put Nas up there, but I don't want to be a typical New York nigga. That's Esco up to you, nigga. Like, oh man, Esco gotta be up there. Four best MCs ever. Maybe like Rakim.
Rakim?
Rakim.
Yeah.
Okay. That's in your heart,
my boy. Rakim, Allah, bro. He was a beast.
So that's
bro.
Your four.
It has to be my four, yeah.
Okay.
I feel kind of, but I'm like, yo, who else you gonna pick if you don't pick somebody from New York?
All right. What about you, K2?
I would say, definitely Jay. Definitely, Big, of course. Big, of course. Pac, of course. Who else? What's his name? Who I like OD? I'm trying to think. Like, yo,
that shit is hard, man.
This is a beast. You
got me at top 10. I'll start going crazy. Eminem. Fucking.
M is dope.
Andre 3000.
That's heat.
That shit could get crazy.
Because other niggas too. Like,
you got one spot. Local.
So. Damn, that's pressure, son. One more spot, son. That's crazy because there's so many that I want to pick.
Is Drake top 10 ever?
We can discuss that some other time.
But you know
time.
What? People say you can't even put Drake in that arena not yet. Anymore because the whole...
With the writing accusations, right? Thing.
So it's kind of like he has to be like a Dr. Dre kind of...
True.
But I'm like, Drake writes... Drake probably got... Drake has had help, like a lot of other artists. But I'm sure Drake penned a lot of hits and songs that we like, just him. I'm not going to sit here, you know what I mean?
And he elevated the lyrics regardless, so.
Yeah.
But who your last,
he'll K2? Make a nigga shit.
Who your last, K2?
Let me see. I'm going to go with, I'm gonna go with Nas, definitely, because I fucked with Nas. OD.
Nas, you gotta put that Nas is, up there. Illmatic fucked with Nas was OD, just... son.
Nah, because I love Stillmatic.
It set the
my
tone
favorite
for the 90s. For 90s.
Like, my favorite song on Stillmatic was on Rewind.
Hell yeah.
Because the nigga took the song and he took a story and he reversed it backwards and spit the whole shit backwards.
Listen up, gangsters and honeys with your hair done.
And he explained the actions and everything in the song backwards. I was like, yo, that's a beast. I was like, nah. But yeah, that had to be mine.
That definitely was dope.
My shit is Dylon.
Dylon. It's a child.
Nah, mine is definitely Ye. Jay. Then it gets tricky. I would never put Tupac on my shit.
You know, Pac is still up there.
Bro, you know who I like? I'm talking about my personal. Not talking about historically.
Because I fuck with Pac's music.
Bro,
too.
I fucked with Ja Rule more than I fucked with Pac.
Come on. Ja Rule shit was good. But no, I'm not going to sit here and say I fuck with Ja Rule's music over all of them. But at a point, you know, when you was younger, Ja Rule was like, Ja Rule's like, what's my motherfucking name? I said, oh, man. The J-Lo came out looking good with the velour suit.
My nigga,
like,
Ja Rule came out with hits at the hits,
13,
nigga.
I was ready, yeah, too. That's when puberty hit. I was catching wreck on my shit.
Yo, nigga.
She was like, are you ready?
Nah, it'd be Ye, Jay. I'm gonna put.
Got two more, son.
That shit is. When you start to really think about it, it's like, damn, that shit is tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going a different route. I'm gonna put two newer artists. I'm putting Gambino in there.
Oh. That's good.
Yo, let me just say something real quick. Bro, I wish Black Thought had enough of a solo catalog. To me, because I heard Jay put like Black Thought up on that like pedestal where he's like, yo, he's definitely in the pantheon of like great MCs and shit like that. But
I didn't even get to listen to his you know, his new EP or you know whatever you want to call
that
it.
That shit is it was hard. Like he spit like even everything from like his breath control to like his double entendre. He's just ill. I'm like, damn, bro. Like if you. I mean, the Roots got classic shit too, but look what like Lauryn Hill did when she left the Fugees. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
facts.
So I feel like Black Thought might have missed that train already, but I feel like it was a point where Black Thought could have had a crazy album, solo album. I just wish that would have happened, so I feel like I could have put him up because lyrically he's ridiculous. But yeah, you start going down with my top five or top ten. You got guys like Pun, Big L, like just a whole bunch of like nasty.
MCs. Oh, my last. I'm gonna have to go with Mace.
Mace Harlem.
Mace was my my inspiration growing up.
Mace was that nigga.
Nah, Mace could spit.
But this shit getting mad long. So I'm going to end this shit.
Word.
Thanks for being here, K2 and Jeff.
No problem.
See y'all later.